True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listeners hitting us up earlier today saying, Dukes and Bell, you guys might want to relax a little bit. Y'all want to see a perfect game executed in week one, as we've been critical of some of the things we wanted to see with the Falcons.
Perfect game?
Yeah.
Perfect game?
Yeah.
Just make a field goal. First off, fix the field goal problem in the offseason so it doesn't manifest itself in a must-win game, because divisional games are must-win games.
They are.
Okay, if this was a game against the Chargers or somebody from the AFC, we could have a different outlook. Okay, it's almost like an extension of the preseason. But we jumped right in. Everybody this year in the league played a divisional rival. So, you know, you had to be on your P's and Q's. I'm not looking for Carl. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for guys to do their jobs, man.
I agree. Look, the thing is,
you guys are soft. Some of these guys are soft.
Well, we want, at least, I want to win every game. I'm not going out there every Sunday and investing the way we do. And I know those guys at Flowery Branch are not investing the way they do to just go, well, you know what, we'll be better next time. So, yeah, we're going to continue to be critical. And I think coming up Sunday is a big game. You know who else has got a big game? Let's talk some dogs. Barbara, good to have you back on. How are you doing today?
I'm good, but he's right. We got a really big game coming up Saturday.
Those balls.
Holy mackerel, this town is crazy.
Those balls are always, look, and even though the dogs, and specifically Kirby, has had really good success against them, this is always one of those games everybody circles. And Barbara, I know you're hearing this, right? I mean, a lot of talk and chatter about, oh, this is going to be the year Tennessee gets it done. Josh Heupel has yet to beat Kirby Smart.
Yep. But the odds are, and I looked up the odds, we are 3.5-point favored.
Right.
Which is good, because we didn't play much better than that last week. But I wanted to tell you, I bet you haven't looked back. This Saturday, the 1980 football team, the national championship team, is having their reunion. And 45 years ago, we played Tennessee, and that was Herschel Walker's first game.
Oof.
And we beat Tennessee 16-15. Herschel scored 2 touchdowns. I'm sure you two weren't even born.
No. We were born. That's when he ran over Bill Bates.
That's exactly right. That was 45 years ago this weekend.
Wow. And the Red Bridges, too,
that?
By the way. Yeah. I mean,
so,
and, go ahead.
We've got a lot to show this week, because I don't think we showed very much last week.
Well, that's the thing, Barbara. We don't know what to make. Did you take anything from this game? Plus, that weather delay with the lightning, it's almost like they came back and there was just nothing. There was no juice in that game.
There was no juice, period. But I want to know one thing about football. I don't know a whole lot about football, but I know one thing. To okay. win football games, you cannot have turnovers. And we had two. And the other thing is you must always score when you get in the red zone. Were we on the one-inch line?
Felt right. like it, yeah. Yeah, we couldn't punch it in. I mean, that was that was frustrating, Barbara.
How can you not? I could have punched it in. I'm sorry. Those boys punch bags heavier than men weigh during practice. I mean, think about the sled dogs they push. Think about all the things they do to lift weight, and they can't push two guys out of their way.
I'm with you.
I was really hot. I went, you got to score, and they didn't. I think had we scored then, we would have, that would have been it. We would have beat them bad. But we didn't.
That's the thing, Barbara. And that's why a lot of folks look at it and say, with all due respect to Austin Peay, that's not the Tennessee Vols. And they're going to be obviously fixing for a fight. And in their games, they played a bigger opponent in Syracuse, and then they played a lesser opponent. But they look more convincing than Georgia does. So it's just hard to get a grasp of just what exactly the Bulldogs are this season.
I don't know. But, we're going to find out. We're going to find out this weekend what they are. I started doing a little homework on the quarterback for Tennessee, and this is his third school.
Yep.
He started at Appalachian. He went to
UCLA.
UCLA, and now he's at Georgia. But he's got an amazing pass record in passing. He must be really good.
Well, we're just talking, Carl. He might be better than Nico.
Well, look, I think he is. I think, you know what it is, Barbara, and you can speak to this. Our guest, as usual, guys, Barbara Dooley, on a Thursday, Dog Report, and Barbara's brought to you by our friends at Kroger. You know what it is, and Vince used to talk to us about this. Sometimes you get a guy that may be more talented, but he doesn't want to listen, right? And then you get a guy that might be less talented, but he listens and does all the things that a coach wants. And that's kind of what I think Aguilar is for Josh Heupel. That's why Heupel was like, look, I appreciate your talent, Nico, but, you know, sometimes you think that you can just get yourself out of situations because of that. And I think Aguilar has listened to what they're trying to do, and he's executing the offense, at least right now. We'll see what Kirby and company have, you know, drawn up for him on Saturday, but that's what I think he's doing, Barbara. I think he's listening and being coached.
Well, let me tell you, he's listening good, and his coach must be one hell of an offensive coach. But he's had two different ones.
Yep.
So he's got to have some talent. And I didn't realize this, but he had behind him the two schools he's been at. He's accumulated 6,760 passing yards.
Right.
And I thought to myself, do you think Arch Manning has done that?
Not yet. No.
Not even close. Well, just getting started. But this guy's got some good numbers. Bunch of touchdowns, too.
Yeah. Like, what, 600 and something? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm getting really nervous now. I was a little bit nervous, but after reading about this kid, he's sneaky. I mean, you don't know him. You don't know his name. You don't know anything about him. But, my God, he's got a bio, a big-time bio. So I'm going to tell you, Georgia better buckle up and be ready, or they're going to get creamed.
You heard it from Barbara Dooley. We've been talking about it. That's why a lot of dog fans are a little nervous in the service this week making the trip up there because, as you just said, Joey Aguiar has got a – and nothing against Gunner, your granddaughter's boyfriend, but, you know, Gunner Stockton's
– wait a minute. Do you think I saw Gunner this week?
I don't know. Did you?
Hell no. he was like Gunner. He did not want to hear my mouth.
Yeah, well, look, you know what? Sometimes, Barbara, it's hard to be around those you love in these situations. So, you know, it's hard to be around those folks. Barbara Dooley, our guest, guys. By the way, Vince, we looked it up. The games weren't played every year back then, but
which is crazy.
4-2-1 against the Vols. You have a specific memory. Obviously, you give the 1980 memory, which was a big one that set them in motion for the national championship.
Right.
But I just think Tennessee has always been a tough out, and especially when they play Georgia.
Well, I've got from 1989 to 1999, they beat us every game. The longest win streak that we've had against them was 8, and that was from 2017 to 2024.
Right.
So they're one ahead of us for the streak. They're 9, and we're 8. So we got to win. There's just no question.
That's right. We talked about that was the days of Jim Donnan, Ray Goff, and then Mark Richt finally got that done. We talked about Larry Munson's called the Hobnail Boot with Verron Haynes up in Knoxville. Speaking of Tennessee, when your son Derek got the head coaching job at Tennessee, how nervous were you watching him as a head coach?
You going to make her go down this road?
Well, it's been 15 years, Barbara. Can we talk about
it? The scars have not healed.
Yes, I can talk about it. I can actually, honestly, with all my heart, talk about it with a smile, because I think that was a great period for Vince, for Derek, and I think it was, I think that the Tennessee people now have softened, but I was so nervous when Derek was the head coach, and I went to every game that was in Knoxville, and I couldn't watch a lot of them. I walked the stadium like I do it all at Georgia. And, but it was a great experience for him. It taught him a lot about faith. It taught him a lot about growing up. It gave him, the grit that when you don't do something right or when you fail, get your little butt up with a smile on your face and go ahead. And that's what he did. And he's had a great life since. And now he's running for the Senate. What can I say?
Right on.
I just hope that the Tennessee people like him now, but I think the ones I know do. But he got a really, they did not like him at all. It wasn't a good fit. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Look, it wasn't a good fit.
Barbara, you've been around this coaching thing all your life, for the most part, right? I mean, and you and I and Mike, and I think a lot of our listeners understand this. That's why sometimes when we say, hey, it's the perfect guy, and then he goes there and it doesn't work. Vince Dooley was the perfect guy for Georgia at that time, and it worked.
Exactly.
And so it has nothing to do with whether you know X's or O's a lot of time. That has nothing to do with it. So I'm glad you said that.
And I will say this, now, as I look at it, they have got their perfect coach right now.
Yeah, Heupel's done a good job.
Very close to Johnny Majors. Very. Have you looked at them in their coaching style?
Yes.
Very close to Johnny Majors, and Johnny Majors was the right fit for Tennessee.
Yeah, right.
And so is this coach. And I'm glad they found him, because it took them, how many, 8?
Yeah, they went through a lot of guys, that's for sure. And the Pruitt thing didn't work out
really
at the end.
Did.
Yeah. Yep.
But
Barbara,
let me tell you what.
What's that?
They paid them all very well. I can say that. Derek Dooley made more in whatever, 2 or 3 years on his contract than Vincent made in 25.
Yep.
Yeah.
Vince told us that. Remember that? Yep. That's right.
Yeah. Different world. Different world. Barbara Dooley, our listeners love you. We love you. One of our listeners just said, Dukes and Bell, Barbara's my new spirit animal. So you have fans everywhere.
And then I guess final question, Barbara. I know you're going to pick the Dogs, but low scoring game or high scoring game?
No, I think the Dogs are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be high scoring.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I think it's going to be tight, but I think we're going to pull it out. It's It's our time. You know, there's a song, It's Our Time. Well, it's Georgia's time.
Barbara Dooley, always a pleasure. Enjoy the weekend, enjoy the game, and go Dawgs.
Thank you. Go Dawgs.
There she is.
Brought to you by Kroger.
Every week she brings something to this show. And we, you know, look, we told you guys a couple of years ago when Vince passed away, we weren't even sure if Barbara would be willing to do this.
Right.
And she said, you know what, to honor his legacy, of course, I'd love to do it. And it's been one of the best things this show has done. Coming up, Bryant McFadden joins us. We're going to go around the NFL. BMAC, CBS NFL analyst, joins the show live from Cumming. We're at Buffalo's Cafe. Come on through and join us. Matt Vanka came through, Mike. He just came in from work. He said, I wanted to come by, see you guys. He had to go back to work. Matt, thank you. I know you're in your car. I wanted to give you a shout-out, man. Thanks for stopping by and seeing us here on Dukes and Bell.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good people up here in Cumming, Georgia, Carl. People that definitely are semi-retired or have decided to take Thursday off here at Buffalo's Cafe. Buford Highway off of 400. Good time, fun time. Be here till 6 o'clock tonight, brother, with Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, man. And we just, you know, we're at the bar celebrating our listeners the way we like to celebrate.
Little fellowship.
So thank you guys for coming out. Let's talk to our man, Bryant McFadden. We moved him up. He normally joins us on Fridays. But, look, we got Thursday night football tonight. Really good game, I think. And then we get into the weekend. B-Mac, it's good to have you on. Let's recap a little bit because as much crap as I gave you about the Steelers and you said, look, they're going to be fine, they're going to be fine. Aaron Rodgers looked really good. Were you impressed with his debut?
No question. I think before Josh Allen played Sunday night, Aaron Rodgers was probably the best quarterback in the 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock games on Sunday before Josh Allen played. And to your point, it was almost like everyone was in a wild moment watching him just wheel and deal. And the thing I love about what I saw from Aaron Rodgers, he was uncomfortable a lot. He was uncomfortable. They did a lot of different stunts to put pressure on him, but he still stood up. He delivered. The play action was there. So, yes, man, Aaron Rodgers looked really, really good. And then most importantly, guys, we saw Aaron Rodgers smiling. We saw the fist pump with the high knee. He was actually enjoying himself. And I don't really – when you watched him a year ago with the Jets, you didn't really see those moments. Clearly he's having fun, and that's a good sign for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I know that Aaron Glenn, so much was made of that cross-country flight, and then Aaron Glenn saying, you want to play? Get lost. Aaron Rodgers was certainly taking pleasure in it, but long-term, it was a grinder. You take, if you're a Jets fan, you say, Justin Fields, that's dynamic. There's still plays that he maybe left on the field. You feel the Jets can win 8-9 games this year, or is it still a work in progress?
You know, I think when you look at the surprises that we saw with Aaron Rodgers, I think you can say the same thing for Justin Fields in totality with the Jets offense because they look really, really good. I mean, you talked about carving up a defense like the Pittsburgh Steelers with so many experienced high-level players on all three levels. Justin Fields had a field day. Unfortunately for them, they just made that one extra that one turnover that really changed the course of that ball game. But when you look at Justin Fields in week one for the Jets, he was really, really good. He ran the football. He extended plays. You know, Breece Hall was running, getting things going with the running game, and he was able to feature his wide receiver one in Garrett Wilson. So, yes, it was a loss. It was a tough loss, but you have to be encouraged about what you saw from Justin Fields and the Jets offense moving forward.
Before we get to tonight's game, Thursday Night Football, Packers, by the way, Commanders should be a good one. I want to ask you about the Dolphins. Do you feel like they're in trouble? They're 0-1. They looked inept in week one. The offense was useless. I mean, they couldn't do anything. And you're starting to wonder now, is this going to be one of those seasons for the Dolphins where they might be one of the worst teams in the NFL?
Yeah, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. And the reason why I say that is because before week one kicked off, we heard concerns about the Dolphins not being tough, looking good in joint practices. The chemistry wasn't there. Everything that we heard about the Dolphins surfaced last week against Indy. And we're talking about a team in the Colts. They hadn't won a week one game since 2014. Not only did they win, they dominated the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins didn't score until late in the fourth quarter. And that's very, very hard to imagine when you talk about a Miami Dolphins offense that has the fastest player in the league in Tyreek Hill. If he's not 1A, he's 1B behind Xavier Worthy. Another 4-3 guy in Jalen Waddle. Another 4-3 guy in Devon Achane. They have speed on speed on speed, and you cannot score points. So, yes, they're in trouble. This is a very, very important game for Miami. They're at home. The Patriots are coming to town. New head coach and Mike Vrabel. But me personally, I don't expect to see a lot or anything from Miami based on some of the negative things we've heard and seen how bad they played last week.
It is two-time Super Bowl winner Brian McFadden with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. It's the national afternoon game Sunday. We'll talk about tonight in a minute. But Philly and the Chiefs. Chiefs trying to avoid 0-2. Philly did not look great on defense, but hard to get a baseline without Jalen Carter. What do you make of this game? Because Kansas City's still a little banged up in the wide receiver position there, B.
Very much banged up. Very much banged up. I mean, that was an area of concern before Xavier Worthy went out, when we all heard that Rashee Rice would be suspended. Now they're missing their top two wide receivers. But we saw that last year, right? We saw that last year. We saw them missing Rashee Rice when he got injured, Hollywood Brown. But guess who emerged to be a playmaker for them? Xavier Worthy. Well, they don't have Xavier Worthy right now. So that is a huge blow to an offense that needs to have explosion-like plays, you know, big-time plays. It puts more pressure on the running game, which didn't show up last Friday against the Chargers, and it puts more pressure on Pat Mahomes. So to your point, this is a critical game. But I can tell you this much, guys, if the Chiefs happen to lose, if they're 0-2, I'm not overly concerned. You know what I mean? Because we know they have the dude. They just need to get healthy.
Right. Yeah, it's you're right. This is a team that you trust that can turn it on. It's Brian McFadden joining us, guys, CBS NFL analyst. Let's talk about tonight because Micah Parsons, you know, dude, he gets 29 snaps. He jumps in there. Fourth quarter, he gets a sack. Green Bay's crowd going crazy. He had an impact is the point, B. And I like what I saw from their defense prior to Micah getting there. He's only going to make them better. Tell me what you're thinking about tonight because Jaden Daniels is that dude.
All right, so I got a cool stat for you guys and for the gamblers that are listening to us right now. Cool stat.
Yes, please.
Matt LaFleur, in his career in weeks 2 and 3, he's 12-0 ATS. Against the spread, he is 12-0 in weeks 2 and weeks 3.
Giddy up.
Now, one thing I know about winning and winning bets, you got to follow the trends. So that tells us that Matt LaFleur is great in terms of week one, week two adjustments based on that record. Now, when you look at the tonight's matchup, yes, the Green Bay Packers defensively, you guys know what I say all the time. They got a lot of players that look like what they hunt. a cheetah can hunt another cheetah easily. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's right.
They look like what they hunt. And that's what they have. So now, when I look at this matchup, can they put the necessary pressure on Jaden Daniels? Can they make him uncomfortable? No question, I believe they can. So let's go back to a year ago, guys, right? 2024, the first and only meeting when Micah played against Jaden Daniels. Remember, the Cowboys won that ball game. The Cowboys had 4 sacks. Micah Parsons had 2. And he missed another two on Jaden Daniels also, if you go back and look and rewatch that game. So he had success against the Commanders in terms of putting pressure on Michael on Jaden Daniels. Now this is a revamped offensive line, but it's not just about Michael Parsons, guy. You got Rashawn Gary, who is another hunter. You got Van Ness, who is another hunter. They got three legit former first-round players that are professional sackers, and I think they will put the necessary pressure on Jaden Daniels to make things a little interesting for him.
And by the way, if you go back and look at it, don't forget, if you're trying to think about the matching up, Matt LaFleur versus Dan Quinn, the humiliating loss, Dan Quinn's defense under Mike McCarthy a couple years ago in 23. So it's just to further reinforce what Bryant is saying about that rivalry. All right, what about our game, man? We talked a lot about, you know, the Vikings, and we know that they've got a great offensive mind. Brian Flores is going to try to throw some looks. When you were a defensive back and you were playing for the Steelers and you had a rookie or a young quarterback, was that always just part and parcel of the game plan to throw some unconventional looks at him?
Yeah, manipulate his eyes, man. Make him think he's seeing something that's not there. And regardless of how experienced you are as a quarterback, when you play against Brian Flores, that's what he's going to do. I mean, in the second half for Caleb Williams, he was in hell in the second half against the Minnesota Vikings. Some of the exotic looks they were throwing at him, along with the stunts with the front, he was so confused. Prime example, man, I saw a all-out Max Peel blitz zero look against Caleb Williams that they actually rolled to a half shell and played man-to-man to it with a lurk hole player, with a robber. Like, they did all of that in the sequence of the pre-snap alignment and going into the play. And then they ran a stunt with the front four guys. So you got some type of pressure on the quarterback while he's trying to dissect. Wait a minute, it was a Max Peel look, which is an all-out blitz. They went to a two-shell look, but they actually playing man-to-man. That is a lot to process for any quarterback. You can be a 15-year vet or a second-year pro. So those are the things that Michael Penix will have to be able to dissect. But the best way to slow those disguise concepts down is to get in manageable third-down situations. Because if you're in third and seven, third and eight, now Brian Flores, he can dial up these exotic looks. But you have to win first and second down. Remember this. When you watch the game Sunday night, Atlanta offensively, you have to win first and second down, because when you get in third and long situations, we've seen it in Pittsburgh. Anything between third and seven or longer, we're dialing up heat, but we're also disguising it, which helps us to be in position to win, to make plays. So that's the main thing that I'm watching for Atlanta. Manageable third down situations can prevent some of the exotic looks from the Vikings.
Which J.J. McCarthy are we getting? The fourth quarter J.J. or the first three quarter J.J.?
Yo, I think Atlanta, they're going to get the fourth quarter J.J. And the reason why is because that quarter established so much confidence in him. It was like the first three quarters, he was trying to figure things out, didn't have his rhythm, and then something clicked where he said, oh, I can play ball. I can play in this league. And they're at home, which helps him. You know what I mean? He has the home crowd in his favor. So if you're Atlanta, he's going to be more comfortable than what he was against the Chicago Bears in the first three quarters. But it's your job to make him uncomfortable at some point in time in this ball game, and you have to do that early on. Because for Atlanta, I know you guys have talked about week one a lot. That was a game that really hurts, because you're supposed to win that game. And when you lose games that you're supposed to win in the National Football League, they feel like two losses, guys, because it's hard to be in position to have games right in your hand. So that's why Atlanta defensively, they got to stand up and make this young kid feel uncomfortable.
B-Mac, before we let you go, real quick, what do you make of Daniel Jones and this performance last week? I mean, they scored on every possession. Is this a revitalization of Daniel Jones and his career with Indianapolis?
Hey, you know what I think it is? I think because he's in a new organization, he has that Giants curse off of him. Think about it like this, man. I know we got some Giants fans listening to us, all right? And forgive me for what I'm about to say, but this is the realness. Players that leave New York go to new teams and ball out. Prime example, Xavier McKinney, right? Was with the Giants for 4 years. They didn't want to pay him. He leaves and go to the Green Bay Packers and had a career year a year ago. I think he had like six picks or something like that, whatever the case was, right? You look at Saquon Barkley. Granted, he was really good in New York, but he became better when he left. And guess who was up next? Daniel Jones.
Yep.
Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones is lobbying to be this year's Sam Darnold in 2025. You remember before Sam Darnold became the starting quarterback with the Vikings, everyone wrote him off. In the words of Geno Smith, I didn't write back. He didn't write back. Got that opportunity with Minnesota, turned that into a franchise-like deal. Now he's a franchise quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. That is what Daniel Jones is trying to do right now. And that was a great way to jumpstart his efforts in landing a lucrative contract along with stability as a starting quarterback. But can he sustain his level of play? That's the question. But in week one, Daniel Jones opened a lot of eyes and had a lot of people applaud him for how well he played.
Brian McFadden, always a pleasure, man. Enjoy the games over the weekend. Follow him, and we'll talk to you next week, B. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Interesting stuff, Mike. Manageable first and second, right? Downs. Mm-hmm. Get to short, third and short. It sounds simplistic, but that's the key across the league, and we've got to do that against a very good Vikings defense, according to BMAC. What do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, live from Buffalo's here in Cumming, Georgia, where the bar is filled with people that are just having fun. Change this bar's name to Buffalo's Day Drinkers Cafe, Carl, here in the coming. Hey, we'll come back. Pablo Torre is not giving up on that story. NBA saying, what story about Kawhi Leonard getting extra money off the books? And the most disgusting food option offered at a college football game? What if I told you a purple corn dog could be in your future?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play. Today, guys, we're at Buffalo's Cafe here in Cumming, off of 400 on 20. We got a lot of folks that we see when we do our other Buford broadcasts up in the neighborhood, so we appreciate dudes coming down, meeting some new friends as well, Carl. Tomorrow, as we mentioned, Twin Peaks will be on Tennessee time. We'll be up there. It's exit number one, East Ridge, Tennessee, on the way to Chattanooga at the big Twin Peaks location, 2 to 6. So if you are heading up to watch the Vols take on the Dogs, either way, man, maybe a pit stop or just to break up the traffic, because I know, Carl, by the time you get up that neck of the woods, probably be some traffic. So why don't you take a mental health break? Come have a cold one with us.
Well, look, for everybody that stops in, Mike is buying double shots for them.
I will buy the now, Mike Conti.
You notice how I put him out there like that.
Mike Conti, again, everything with our company, as you know, Carl, is basically about liability.
This is true.
But, let's just say I will offer some fellowship to maybe the first five listeners who come up and say,
yeah, no,
hey, man,
look, man, we look tomorrow forward to seeing you guys. Yeah. We know people are going to be stopping and making their way up there. So please do, and we'd love to get a chance to see you tomorrow.
Hey, man, we're going to get some funny stories about some really strange food options in college and pro football this weekend. But just first things first, football is ruling the roost, as I said yesterday. Baseball, if you had a team in the pennant race, it's different. When you don't like Atlanta, it's just not the same juice. This NBA story is not going away. Pablo Torre must have sat on a bunch of great stories at ESPN that maybe ESPN editorial squashed. We'll never know. One thing for certain, Adam Silver is literally doing blah, 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 blah. There is nothing to see here. And there's more and more evidence. I mean, hard evidence, as in like paper trail. True data saying that one of the minority partners in the Clippers with Steve Ballmer basically had to get a rush payment to the shadow company because Kawhi Leonard's like, yo, where's my loot for this endorsement for this tree company?
You hadn't paid me yet.
And so for those not following, to basically circumvent the salary cap the way the 49ers used to do it back in the day with Ed DiBartolo, it's a major problem. Joe Smith we were talking about with the Timberwolves?
It is.
In 99, 98, they got them in trouble. So you can't do that. But it just seems to me like the NBA is nothing to see here. This is one I'd love to see real sports dig into. You know, or something, get a little more, because ESPN, you know they're dragging their feet on this one.
Well, look, this is you have a major partnership with the NBA. It's a billion-dollar deal, right? Mm. And you're talking about potentially investigating the richest owner in the NBA and what the outcome of that might be. Now, look, I don't think the NBA is going to ban Steve Ballmer, but there will be a heavy punishment for this. And it should cost his organization future draft picks. It should cost him a heavy fine.
Right.
If, in fact, all of this is true. But I got to tell you, I'm not an investigative reporter. Pablo has laid this out so simplistically.
Right.
That all you need to do is just look at the information and you go, well, that makes sense. That, like, you don't have to be an investigator to realize, oh, that's where that money should have gone and this is how this adds up. But nevertheless, Mike, Adam Silver, said that they will let the investigation play out. This will go beyond the season.
Right.
They are not going to allow this to be a disruptive force as the NBA comes back. You're not going to have all these intriguing games and stars and Mike, all of a sudden this bomb drops in January or February as everybody's getting interested in the NBA, and all of a sudden now this becomes a story. This will go through the season, and then after we get done next year with the championship, they'll say, oh, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, Pablo Torre's latest allegations, a minority partner with the Clippers named Dennis Wong, apparently paid $2 million pay to Kawhi over this, the connection with this tree company, whatever the hell this thing was that they got him invested in. Either way, as I said, don't expect anything soon, to Carl's point. They're going to try to slow roll this through this NBA season.
Because they want to say we did a thorough investigation, right? If they come out 2 weeks from now and go, Ballmer's guilty and we're going to fine him, you know, $8 million or whatever, they're not going to rush to judgment.
They're going to slow roll. It'll be like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Who's working on this project? Top men. Who? Top men. So don't expect anything soon. This is LeBron's farewell tour, right? This is going to be the LeBron farewell season.
It is.
Isn't it?
It is.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
All right, man.
I don't think it is.
Well, one guy who's putting the work in, and some guys are saying maybe it's too much work, is Luka is going for crazy buckets. Have you seen the Eurobasket tournament representing Slovenia? By the way, if you got a guy, but I'm just talking about playing basketball, Carl, internationally. People worry about my workload, but this is new Luka. New and improved Luka.
Yes.
Lean and mean Luka.
When you say workload, are you talking about the food you're eating?
How dare you? You see me, I'm carved out of a very hard substance.
Yes. Luka, virtual Luka, I have to tell you, he's been balling overseas.
Yes, I have.
Putting up great numbers.
With my fellow Slovenians.
Yeah, correct. But am I supposed to believe that you'll continue this diet when the season starts?
That's correct. I'm focused because, let's be honest, old bald spot LeBron, he is old news. I am the Lakers, okay? I am face of purple and gold. This ancient history. You know, I carry this team.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I will have to do extra legs because he's heavy to carry.
Okay.
What? It's true statement.
I'm glad you're in
Very
shape.
Very important to do leg press.
I'm glad you're in shape. Here's what I'm curious about, though. Your favorite food, have you cut it out?
Yes. Now today, I have half a kielbasa before I go on court. Although Slovenian coaches allow me to have pockets for M&Ms. You need to have sugar.
Yes,
you get low blood sugar during cut test.
Low blood sugar.
The gymnasium is very warm this time of year in Europe. Enough virtual, Luka. Speaking of food, we talked about some of the options that we've got here at Mercedes-Benz with Arthur Blank and the cheap hot dogs, etc. The Panthers are offering a raccoon sandwich.
No, thank you.
Now, I heard this on Andy Randy the other day. I did some deep dive. No. It's not a raccoon sandwich.
That's what you said.
It's basically pumpernickel and white bread made to look black and white on the bread. It's just a brisket sandwich with Xavier Leggett, because Xavier Leggett, you know, likes to go eat, you know, critters.
Yes.
Other than chicken. It still tastes like chicken.
No, it don't taste like chicken. Raccoon don't taste like chicken.
No, but they're just calling it because the bread is basically white and black striped, so it resembles, it's just a brisket sandwich with some slaw on two pieces.
Well, say it's a brisket sandwich with slaw. You say it's a raccoon sandwich, I'm out. I don't want to pay for that.
Well, I would think, you know, with parts of Mayberry, and those Carolina pants, Goober might have eaten himself a raccoon sandwich. Or the Dukes of Hazzard, for that matter. I could see Cooter chowing down on a raccoon sandwich.
Is it good? Is it supposed to be good?
Well, again, it's the Carolina type
brisket. No, I mean the sandwich.
I presume. Yeah. I mean, it just looks like anything else you'd see. You know, by the way, do you like a dry rub? We got, you know, different types of barbecue. What do you prefer?
You know I like it all. Wet, dry. I mean, right. I'm an experiment, man. Tailgate at home. Dukes and Bell. Y'all know what time it is. I do all of that. My man right here works for Jim and Nick's. We were just talking about it.
Right.
By the way, love Jim and Nick's. All right. But we were just talking about the barbecue. But I prefer a dry rub, if you were going to ask me. Sometimes a wet can get carried away, you know, in different right. parts of the country. Like, we were watching Kansas City, and they were like, Kansas City has the best barbecue. And I was like, hold up. Wait a minute. Like, there's some great barbecue right. around the country. Carolinas, Texas, like, there's some great barbecue all around the place. But I get it. Kansas City, you go there. If you've never been, go have the barbecue. But I'm a dry rub guy.
All right, man. This one is more of a visual aid, but I will show it to the bar, and you can gauge the response as I blow it up for folks here at the bar. How about sticking your pie hole around this thing?
What is that?
That is a purple corn dog offered by TCU in the Metroplex. Yes, Carl, a purple-dyed corn dog, which people around the internet are saying looks best described as looking like a turd on a
yes,
stick.
Yes, it does.
So who wants a purple turd on a stick at halftime? Hey, kids, how about a great Horny Toads corn dog?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to go there either.
Yeah, it looks pretty awful. I mean, the old joke about it, like, how bad was the food in the ballpark? The hot dog had a vein in it. But anyway, this thing just looks god-awful. I will retweet so you can take a look. Because, again, I know the radio is not a visual medium. But, yeah, here's the purple corn dog. Yeah, that's a bridge too far for me. What do you think?
I'm all about experimenting, but not that. I'm not going there.
Right.
How big is it, by the way?
Well, big enough. It looks about It looks to be about 6.5.
Fair enough. You
know, or as guys would say, it's about 6.5 inches.
Yeah, it's this big. All right, yeah. Got you.
All right, speaking of chicks who like large things in their hands, talking about the Cavender sisters, one was dating Carson Beck. What? Big footballs. He's a football player. What do you think I'm talking about?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, Hannah was dating Carson Beck. These are the two basketball-playing sisters who basically got some augmentation during the – well, there's no offseason. They're retired from playing college basketball.
They are done.
But her sister Haley is now engaged to Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson, which has some Cowboy fans worried, is this going to be like a Kardashian-type curse?
Probably.
Is it a bad thing to have her with him? They apparently met. He shot his shot on social media in 23. They got engaged this April.
Wow. So that's the other sister that didn't date Carson Beck.
Haley Cavender. They both – apparently they got a group discount on the breast augmentation.
Okay, yeah.
With the surgeon down in South Florida. But, again, I think they're sexy. I dig it.
Yeah, look.
Good for them.
Mike, they like ballers. I mean, what are you going to say? At the end of the day, I mean, do you? I'm not surprised, but this is probably going to turn into that because she – has her own following,
right?
And people are going to watch that, and you know, Jake's a Cowboy, so listen, that brings a whole nother issue when you talk about people wondering what's going on with them.
We got some of the best listeners in town. I just posted an image of the purple corn dog, and a guy's got a picture of Grimace, as if something fell off of Grimace.
That's what it looks like.
For those youngsters out there, Grimace is a mascot with McDonald's.
That's what it looks
He's
like.
He's large and purple, and that's all we have for Guy Talk. Enjoy your late lunch or early dinner here at Buffalo's Cafe.
Thanks, Mike. Great visual. Hey, man, want to remind you guys that we are heading to Saturday, actually, if you're heading to Knoxville, be sure to stop in. We've been telling you all day, Twin Peaks Chattanooga. We'll be there live broadcast from 2 to 6 tomorrow, guys, breaking down Saturday's matchup, enjoying some great food, drinks, scenic views, Twin Peaks Chattanooga. Easy stop right there off of I-75, right there on the state line, guys. We'd love to see you again Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. We got to dive back into the Falcons. An injury update. One of the guys at the bar just asked me about Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? We will tell you the latest on what's going on with our Falcons as they were on the field today. And rumor has it that we might have a new kicker Sunday.
Oh.
Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.